Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm not sure if you can hear me. I'm running down to the wire, setting all this up, but you guys can feel free to call in and let me know if you're hearing everything all right. This is Sandra London with Playtime with Sandra London. And as you all know, so much has happened within the past, a little over 24 hours in the world of entertainment, and the Grammys are just coming on right now. So I hope that everyone, if you're out there watching the Grammys, that I guess you can get some enjoyment out of it with all the performances that'll be going on tonight. And I'm sure there'll be a tribute to Whitney Houston. At this moment, I actually have the Grammys on mute just to make sure everyone can hear me okay. But I will be doing some commentary on the different performances throughout the Grammys and I guess during the commercials. So if we all have our TVs synced, then it won't disrupt the festivities. But you all will be able to hear me talk about other stuff during the commercial breaks. And I will also provide you shortly with a call-in number where you can call in and say hello, and you can say hello to the listeners as well. And I'll be giving that in just a few minutes. I'm just going to make sure that everything's going smoothly. And I hope you all are having an otherwise very, very good weekend. So let me know. You can actually call in at the following number. I'll repeat it a few times throughout this broadcast. I'm a little nervous, so excuse me here. Anyway. All right, so the call-in number would be 858-815-2333. Once again, the call-in number would be 858-815-2333. And basically, what I'm going to do is try to get Jess from Naked Girls Radio to call in so you guys can hear from her. She's helped me quite a bit with a lot of cool things, and we have a lot of fun collaborating with naked women and independent music artists. So you'll learn a lot more about that possibly this evening, if not during future episodes. And I hope to have her call in fairly soon. And I'm going to actually find her. So you guys stay patient with me while I let her know what's going on. And once again, that call-in number is 858-815-2333. And for those of you who are not familiar with me, I'm Sandra London. I run quite a few different websites, but my main site is theliveandgrindinla.com. I also have a YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/SandraLondonTV. And there's like tons of other ones, which we'll get to as we grow to know each other more and more. But as it stands right now, I'm just watching the Grammys come on, and it's actually still on mute. I guess I can turn it up a little bit. And I also wanted to send, I guess, a very special message to all the lovebirds out there in the world, to you and to whomever you love, to celebrate the upcoming Happy Valentine's Day festivities. I'm sure that everybody will be, trying to do something cool and loving, sexy, romantic, dirty, naughty, what have you. And aside from that, I don't know, it's been a pretty busy year for me. I'm not sure how the rest of you have been. And I'm going to stop talking for just a few seconds because LL is starting his commentary during the Grammys. So just give me a few seconds. So he's now going over his tribute to Whitney Houston. Oh, wow. All right, well, we got down to it. He's now officially starting music's biggest night. I think it's a pretty good choice to have another host. I wonder what you all think. So feel free to let me know. Oh, good. And so you guys will be happy to hear that I've just gotten a hold of Jess. So she's probably going to call in a little bit. That's Jess from NakedGirlsRadio.com. And we'll get to talk about a lot of different things, but we're going to try not to distract you too much if this is your first viewing of Grammys, depending on where you are in the world while it's on. Now they're playing some former performance of Whitney Houston singing I Will Always Love You, which is her most popular song of all time. It was actually for me, because I can share how I learned about Whitney Houston's passing. I was actually just flipping through channels, and as soon as I think it's channel 2 actually landed on that channel. And within about 20 seconds, there was the breaking news report that Whitney Houston had passed. And I didn't want to believe that at first. You know, as we all know, there are tons of random little things that appear about celebrities all the time, and hoaxes, and this person died or that, where I was just in shock. And I was thinking, well, I suppose if it's on, you know, the news, like the broadcasting on TV, that there has to be at least a little bit more legitimacy to it. But I still was kind of like, okay, wait, is this a joke? I really hope this is just a weird, you know, inappropriate joke, and it wasn't. And so basically I kind of shared a few of my feelings about what happened pretty much immediately right after I heard that broadcast on Twitter. So if anybody wants to check that out, they can do so. My Twitter is at imsandralondon.com. Or sorry, twitter.com/imsandralondon. Sorry about that. And I'll give that phone number to call in one more time right now. And that would be 858-815-2333. Let's see, go and find. Oh, what's going on? Oh, wow. Okay, I do have a caller, so give me one second. This is my first night here, so let me figure this out a little bit. But we're otherwise fine. Okay. Hello.
Hi, Sandra Jessica. London.
Hey, Jess. How's
Jessica,
it going?
Hey.
I'm so happy.
Pretty good.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Are you hearing me on the?
This is pretty cool how this is all set up. That's pretty neat. I've been listening in for a little while.
Oh, awesome. Oh, cool. Hello, everybody. This is Jess from Naked Girls Radio. And, yeah, I had to learn, like, within, I'm not even going to say it's embarrassing how much time to actually broadcast this first show. I was so busy doing all the other stuff surrounding Blog Talk Radio, you know, like randoms, you know, but not the actual direct, you know, all right, go live.
I know what you mean. The stuff is complicated, and with all the new technology coming out all the time, you have to be constantly learning. The radio broadcast software I've been running for a couple years now, and I'm still learning so much about it because it's so, so complex. So
yeah.
I hear you, Han, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell me and tell my listeners more about what started Naked Girls Radio, how it came to be.
That's a long story, but I've been into music for a really long time and also into dancing, and when I was a while ago, let's just say, I was into like working in bars and adult entertainment, as far as like nightclubs and stuff like that. I actually heard about this girl working on a webcam website after she would leave the bar. And I got kind of interested with that because I had actually taught myself web design quite a few years ago. And so it was kind of a hobby of mine. Well, I thought that was fascinating that you could do that kind of stuff online. So I started learning more about that, got into building.
The whole web design thing? Because I learned really quickly as far as how to do stuff,
you know,
but I don't know all the inner workings like that. I'm still, like, nowhere near a computer tech.
You know where's the best place to learn to code by hand is called webmonkey.com. I learned off of there. I sat down and took notes. It's webmonkey.com. And that between that and Lyko's Angel Fire, it was just angelfire.com. You can get a free setup to,
oh,
like, learn.
Oh, my God,
And they have all the tutorials and everything. And I sat there, like, for a solid day, like 8 hours, and taught myself, like, the basics to set up a web page and just went from there.
Cool.
And I've been doing it ever since. I've been addicted. And I just love to do it. But I found out that you can do, like, streaming video and stuff like that. And I started off first I did the regular websites. But after being in the bars and the adult industry, I wound up going in search of how do I do streaming video websites? How do I do that kind of stuff? And I actually had webcam websites where a bunch of webcam performers would show up every day and make their money on webcam. And
Have
I ran
you
had websites
any more?
For that for a while. Not right now, although Naked Girls Radio does have webcams on it. Everybody can webcam on there. If they wanted to.
That icon there. I'm like, oh my God.
It has audio and everything, but I haven't done a whole lot with that in a while. After doing that, the internet changed a lot, and here we go with all these social networks and all this stuff. So I learned about that, and that's a whole other can of worms. That's very complex. But I've been learning that for a few years, and I love it. It's very challenging. It's always changing. But that's how that is kind of the evolution of things and how the radio station came to be. I've always been into music, and I noticed with, like, MySpace and stuff, what a huge audience there was for musicians. And,
how long has the Naked Girls Radio been around, actually?
I think it's been, Naked Girls Radio as Naked Girls Radio, I'm going to say 4 years. But the social networking website of it is just over a year old. I mean, we've had websites, and we started off syndicated. We were all over the place. I was broadcasting from MySpace and various other websites as well. We've been doing the radio. We started off the radio part probably about 4 years ago. So it's about a year old as a social network now, though.
Okay. All right.
So it's been fun. I mean, it's always changing. And right now, actually, I just did a huge flip on the site. I've been really trying to narrow down our focus on, you know, what we specialize in and all that kind of stuff. So if anybody's been on the site lately, you'll notice a lot of changes, but it's all geared towards making it, like, simple and easy for everybody. So I hope hope everybody, you know,
I think Naked Girls Radio has quite a bit to offer, both for models and for independent musicians. And I really, like, I hope everyone can check out the Black Metal Rose song. And I'm a little bit unclear of who the official artist is. I know it was with the Smash Films on YouTube, but for the actual artist name, but I love that song.
It's the Fierce Creatures, and they are actually one of the band members is a member on the site, and I actually sent him a link, or, you know, a link today to show him your video on the site since you posted it. So I haven't heard back from him, but he's actually local here in Chicago. Smashed is the name of their film that they're going to be coming out with. They're working on producing their film Smashed. And as far as I know, I think it's just kind of like a real life story of, like, you know, what they've been through it. Maybe, you know, as musicians and stuff. I saw the movie trailer. I have to look it up again. It's been a little while. But, yeah, they are local here in Chicago, and that's a really good song. Mm-hmm. I have a pole dance video on the site somewhere to that song.
Telling me about that, and I'm like, wow, that is a great song, because that was one of the first songs that you played for me on my radio station with you on Naked Girls. And I'm like, wow, that is a great song. Like, how did you know that I would, like, you know, that song?
And you know what I was going to say, too, that if you wanted, I can send you a copy of that music file so you can add it to your video if you want, so you can have, you know, like, if you want one with another version. I know you have a bunch of versions already. But if you ever, like, are doing it, if you're going to do a video for something that you want to use for the site, you know, let me know and I can get you the music file so you have the actual file. I know it's kind of hard sometimes with trying to get the good audio off of a recording. You have to have, you know, like, everything nice and quiet and have the speakers way up just right,
like, super,
so they're not distorted,
have to,
you know.
Super loud. Yeah, definitely. I was just going off of my little bio and using my bios, like, as high as it could possibly go, and it's, like, fairly decent as far as the sound quality, but it's nowhere near as loud as it could possibly be. So I really need to get some speakers.
Right.
So
well, that's what I have.
Like, boom, boom.
Well, that's how I have the radio is, like, going through speakers in the studio right now, because this is kind of a different setup than I've tried before, and it seems to be working really well with how we figured it all out. But I hope I'm recording it down there separate too, so we'll see how that turns out. Hopefully the quality is nice and we can use that for other stuff. But
I have all
the original. I have all the original music from the artists themselves, so, you know, they're all studio quality tracks.
Yeah, all you listeners out there, she sent me audio intros for a lot of the songs that are on Naked Girls Radio for me to also record audios of my own, introducing you musicians who are currently listed at Naked Girls Radio. And it was funny because I was actually on the plane coming back from D.C. recently, and I was looking through the music files. I'm like, oh, yay, there's the Black Metal Rose. And I'm like, oh, it's the intro. Wait, where's the actual song? And I was so bummed I couldn't listen to it.
Oh.
Not in that way.
Yeah, let me
like,
know.
There's just so, you know, like, it's hard to get every single thing or, like, you know, when, you know, I don't know how to describe it, I guess.
Yeah.
But I can't state enough how awesome I think that song was. And then when I saw the actual video, because first I just heard the song during one of my last shows, but then actually see the video, I'm like, wow, it's, like, perfect. It's so edgy, bitchy, dominant.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Right, and it is on the top. It is, like, one of the top rated videos. I think it's, like, probably, like, the sixth highest rated video on the whole site right now. It is a pretty good video. What was I going to say? Okay, now I forgot. Remember.
Tell me more about your dancing experience, because listeners, we're both Sisters of the Stiletto. We've both danced in gentlemen's clubs. So unless there's any reason why you don't feel up to it, please tell me about your dancing experience. Did you dance in Popolo, Bikini?
Yeah, I've had lots of different experiences. I actually started out at my first ever place that was a full nude place. And I started out full nude because that was the place in the paper that said no experience required.
Yeah, and you could be 18 or over,
like, oh,
which
hey,
was the
they
case
don't...
for me, too. I think I was
right.
Maybe 10
so you don't know any better. And
but I didn't know, you know, the difference between whether you can dance at 18 or 21. Like, you know, I thought 21 always. I was thinking of Vegas and Vegas clubs.
Right.
And, like that. And I'm like, oh, wait. Oh, I could just start.
Yeah.
Get nude right away. So my first club was also a nude club. It was volleyball, actually. California. I was super nude. Anyways, do go on. Sorry.
Yeah. So the first place, well, I was 19. I had never been to a gentleman's club, and a friend of mine, I was just hanging out online back then, meeting guys, like, randomly. I would go, like, Yahoo Personals was really good back then, and I used to hook up with guys randomly all the time, and I don't know, like,
ooh.
I would just, like, flirt with guys online, and,
that's naughty.
You know, I got really good at, like, they started, like, guys would randomly, like, give me presents or help me pay my bills, and I'm like, wow, this is kind of fun. So I started thinking about that, because I was working at the time, let's see, I think I was working at a restaurant, and I was doing the day shift, and if anybody is listening that has worked at a restaurant on the day shift, you know, it sucks, and you can't make a living on that. So I wound up... I wound up giving a shot to going to work as a cleaning lady. I went through the training 1 week. I'm sorry, that was way too much work for me for like $6 or $8 an hour. So forget that. And the next thing you knew, it was so funny because the place I was working at cleaning, there was this other girl that was training too, and we were going to wind up being partners and go like clean houses together, and but we didn't know each other yet. We met each other at the same strip club, and we both started there the same week, too, the first place ever.
Funny. Well,
and we wound up being friends, and then we realized that we were supposed to be cleaning partners, and we worked at the same place during the day, too. Like, how insane is that? And so, and I mean, it was in a big city, you know, it was really random that that happened, but we both quit being cleaning ladies as soon as we found out how good the money was.
Yeah, clean up like dollar bills now, 20.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and yeah, the first place was a pretty wild place. It was a full nude place, but they didn't serve alcohol there. So, but I mean, you know, like, it was kind of crazy because, like, all the girls are hiding, like, other partying because they can't drink. And, you know, so it was pretty wild because of that. But, I mean, they had, like, they did, like, shower shows and... They did shower shows, and it was wild. Like, people would get covered. It was, like, for bachelor parties and stuff, and, like, people would get covered in whipped cream and, like, do all this crazy stuff.
So you were in the shower, too? You did shower shows?
I've danced in there, but I didn't actually... The last night I was there, I was supposed to do a shower show, and then drama went down, and I wound up leaving early. So I never actually got the whipped cream action. Somebody wanted me to, but I missed out.
I'll whipped cream you. I'll whipped cream you.
Thanks. All right, then I'll feel better, but, you know, that way I won't feel like I just missed out on all that fun. it was cool. I mean, that's the one place you can go and get a glass of juice that costs $9 and you have to buy it or they kind of try to kick you out. It was an interesting experience. But I mean, I've done other places since then, and I can tell you, like, places like that, there's different types of places. From the different places I've been to, most of them are really scandalous. There's a lot of crazy stuff that goes on behind, you know, behind closed doors and all that kind of stuff. I've also worked at some places that were so fantastic, and everybody's just so nice and friendly, and it's like a family, and it's really, you know, people are.
Well, do you want to give them a plug? Like one or more of your favorite clubs? Any that you'd like to mention by name?
My favorite club that I ever worked at was in Kansas City, Missouri. And it was called the Shady Lady Lounge, and I love that place. I would just, the people there were fantastic. The owners are great, and just everyone that there was, that was there was really cool. So that is my number one favorite place of all time. I worked there two different times, and I think, I don't know, like over a year the first time and probably maybe not quite so long the second time around, but definitely a good place to go check out. I would recommend them hands down compared to everybody. I mean, it's a little place. It's not like a big glamorous place. It's, you know, but it's a really nice, laid back, friendly atmosphere. Not a lot of drama.
Yeah, the size of the club doesn't always matter so much. It's the guys that walk in and them liking you and spoiling you and these kind of things. But yeah, I've seen it like kind of not always a real correlation between, like, you know, if it's a fully vetted, like, uber glamorous ultra lounge type club from just a small, like, cozy den. I've seen either one be like extremely awesome or horribly shitty.
I have seen so many different styles of places. Some of the wildest party places are the tiniest little places. There is a place called Bonita Flats, which is like out in the middle of nowhere, literally, in Bonita, Kansas. And it was such the best time ever. It's such like a tiny place. You only had to show up one night a week to work. You didn't have to have a schedule. You just show up, you pay $30, and you're in for the night. And it was just such a wild, crazy time, and everyone was so much fun. But then there's places like I've been to. There's a few places out there that were just like insanely expensive and all about the money and, you know, who you know and who you're in good with kind of thing. And you know, it's quite a different ball game. But, you know, a really nice club here in Chicago, I think, I'm trying to think if they changed the name so much. Last I knew it was called VIPs. It was called Crazy Horse 2 when I went there. And that is like one of the ultra fabulous, like glamorous, beautiful, just gorgeous places with like the top notch girls. I mean, like that are bringing home $15,000 a night. And you know, it's go to a place like that, and you know, I've over my years, I've had a couple of kids and stuff, and you go there, and it's pretty intimidating once you know you've been through that. But beautiful, beautiful club. So, you know, I'm sure you would fit in perfect. You look like you haven't had all the.
I would love to do some kind of like mega strip trip one day. There are a couple of dancers who've written, you know, books or things like that, or cataloged their experiences traveling all throughout the states and stuff. I kind of want to do something like that one day. So I would definitely want to check out those clubs.
I used to say I wanted to do that. I used to say that I just wanted to go, you know, get some girlfriends together and go, like, dance across the country. check some things out and, you know.
That would be a huge feat to do, a huge accomplishment if I were able to do that. But, I kind of have a mind to do something like that, maybe.
Yeah.
Take a lot of work, effort, and willpower. But
that'd be fun.
But
I'd like to do a good
event,
road trip,
I'd still be able
sure.
to go to Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah,
And say hi.
Well, have you been to Chicago?
I have, actually. I've been to Chicago probably 4 or 5 different times. The last time I was there was for Exotica, where I hosted the seminar for you listeners out there. It was a seminar on webcamming for fun and for profit, along with
How cool.
it was a promoter from My Free Cam, and so I did all of last year's Exoticas, but Chicago's there, and before that it was mostly just to visit friends and stuff like that. But I like the city. I like that little fountain that's been Married with Children in the
Buckingham Fountain.
I took pictures there. I went to like the 96th floor, and that one, I don't know why I'm speaking
the Sears Tower, whatever, the Willis Tower now. Well, I still call it the Sears Tower. I forget it. Yeah, I believe it's the Willis Tower these days. They keep changing the names on all these buildings.
the silliest thing to me while I was there was, like, I checked out a really, really cool jazz bar, and I'm going to butcher the name because I have no idea of the exact name anymore, but how if there's more than one of these types of places or clubs where they have like a color and then like an animal, so like the green like pig or like the red bunny rabbit. Like it was just not the color didn't really match the name, but the place that I went was like it was really amazing. They had live entertainment, live jazz, and they were just playing different popular jazz tunes, and couples were on the floor dancing, having a good time. I'm like, ooh, I like it. I like this groove. It was a lot of fun.
Cool.
And then for everybody else out there, dear listeners, I'm trying to keep track of what's going on with the Grammys, sort of. It's a little bit difficult, but I know Adele won something. So it's amazing. I promise to keep you updated. Or, hey, I didn't promise, so never mind. No. But Adele just won. She just won Best Solo Pop Artist. Someone?
Oh, okay.
I'm not even going to try to sing that. Never mind. She's an amazing singer. She's great. So I'm happy for her. I don't know if there's been any other, like, major awards given out just yet, but I'll try to let you all know for the remainder of the show when more comes to pass. But congratulations, Adele. And yeah, so there's a commercial now, so let's move to like talk about Whitney Houston a little bit and her life and memory. You're telling me earlier about how you first heard the news, so I'd like for you to share that with my listeners.
Oh, me. Who is it? You want me to share?
Yeah, or not.
I had seen an article on Yahoo, but actually I think I first heard, well, you know what, I was going through the news stream on Naked Girls Radio, actually, and I have it plugged into all different sources, and it might have been Yahoo, where I first heard it from, that, or it could have been allvoices.com. They're also, like, they have you sign up for, it sends out tweets of, like, their different articles and stuff. So it was either All Voices or Yahoo, but there were quite a few articles, and I had found out yesterday, and usually my sister is the one that is like, oh my gosh, guess who died, like, you know, right away, and I hadn't heard from her yet, so I heard about it right away, and they had just found her, but they didn't have, like, a cause of death or anything. They talked about how she was getting ready for the party before the Grammys, and how the Grammys was, like, her favorite night of the year, and I mean, I hadn't heard anything about her recently, but you know, it just was really a sad thing to hear because, you know, and through my life, I've heard about her lots. And so you kind of become attached or connected to these people that you hear about all these years in some way. And so, you know, it was still a sad and emotional thing to think about. And I just can't imagine, like, going to the party that she was supposed to be there for and, you know, I mean, so now the whole Grammys has become about this instead of what they're there to, you know, what they were there to celebrate, which is unfortunate, but I mean, at least she has lots of people thinking about her and everything, so.
Yeah.
You know, but that, you know, I was kind of, it was really a surprise. I was really surprised to hear that, you know, everything she's been through over the years, and she's made it through everything, and now I'm interested to hear, you know, what they say happened. But, you know, well, it doesn't really matter now, so.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I feel for her daughter, and I just hope that someone, like, becomes a very strong, positive, motivating force in her life, some motherly figure, you know. Daughter. But I remember when I was younger, and then, like, listening to, what was it, Greatest Love of All, I Will Always Love You, and then as I got a little bit older watching Waiting to Exhale, I actually watched that with my mom, and it was a great movie. I loved her, and she's so beautiful, and I don't know, I don't think I've ever actually seen The Bodyguard. I know that that's like almost everyone in the world has seen that except me.
You know what, I don't think I've seen it either. It was a huge deal when it came out, but I don't think I've seen it.
I'll sit down and watch it.
Have a day in memory.
Yeah, there we go.
Well,
you know, everybody will eventually, I think, you know.
At some point, yeah. But, okay, so, there's Mark Anthony and Fergie are on right now. You probably already finished watching the awards, yeah, where you are in Chicago?
You know, I recorded it since I was getting ready for tonight's show. You know, I looked at that one article and read about, you know, kind of what was going on at the beginning of the show. I think it's on for a little bit longer here. Last I looked, it still had like 2 hours to go, but I just decided to record it.
I forget that they're like a total all-day contest.
I guess it just ended here, so it is waiting for me to be watched. But you know, I don't. You know what though? It's so funny because I don't usually watch. You know, like I haven't watched in a while, and now because of everything, it's kind of like because of everything that happens now. You know, when you mentioned it earlier, doing a talk only show. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. Like, this is going to be, like, the Grammy year that everybody watches the show. And
exactly,
so.
Yeah. I'm like, it would be too distracting if they're, like, trying to concentrate on the Grammys and, like, especially what's overshadowing it. And I'm trying to be, like, sexy with my boobs all cute. Like, no. Not today.
Right.
Next
yeah, it doesn't
weekend.
Really work.
Dreams of plans. Yeah, you'll out there can still watch the Grammys and just, like, hear us, you know. So that should work. And if you really just have to see us, you can see us on nakedgirlsradio.com. Shameless plug. No. You can see that during, after, whenever.
Everyone will have to check out your video. I went and I Facebooked and Twittered that. So hopefully lots of people come to see.
Yay, I hope so. Oh, there's another award I can announce. So Jay-Z and Kanye West for Best Rap Performance. Yay! I like their songs together. I'm glad they did a song. I should dance to it one day. There's so many things to do.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
way too many things to fit into one day. If I didn't have to go to bed, I never would.
Yeah, kinda. I love to sleep, but at the same time, yeah, there's always that feeling of defeat at the end of the day, or for me, the start of the morning, where it's like, I still wanted to do like 20 more things.
I'm totally the kind of person that if I want to be in bed and I'm comfy in bed, I don't want to get out of bed like ever. I love, you know, that feeling where you're just like, oh, this is so comfortable, leave me alone, and I could sleep forever, but. Then I get those days where I'm like, okay, there's not enough time, and I want to, you know, especially like this week with the website, for example, there's so many things, like all these concepts just clicked in my mind, and I'm like, all the organization has come into place, and I'm like, okay, I need to do this, and I can't stop. I just need to keep working on it. And I probably will until I'm completely exhausted, and then I burn out for like a week. But, you know, that's how it goes.
Yeah, a break every now and again is definitely necessary. But, yeah, there's so many cool, like, projects and different things to know and keep updated on and this kind of thing. And, with all this social media and just digitizing everything, like, it's very much the, I don't know, now. Okay, I feel like an ad constantly or something. The Now Revolution, which is the title of a book by one of my favorite social media people, Jay Baer. But anyways, okay. Where was I going with that? Yeah, that there's so much going on all the time. You have to know, like, you just feel like, I guess no one can be expected to know and stay on top of everything, but you still feel like you should be in a way. So it's sort of an ongoing thing to balance that out, I suppose, with what's going on. And for people like me and you that are in social media, you know, it affects us a lot more than people with just, you know, a more typical 9-to-5 type job where you leave work at work, where, like, I I'm always at home and always at work at the same time.
Right, exactly. 24/7, we're working.
Yeah.
Escape
from the
media.
It's not going to happen.
No, I carry my laptop with me every room I go to. It's like attached to me because, I totally get it.
Yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned the social media, and because we had talked about that last time when we were on the phone for a while, and
the new renovation
I just did on the site that I'm like finishing up right now. I still have some tweaks to do and some pages to finish putting back together, but everything that I just did, I like gutted everything because it was all inspired by a Chris Brogan video that I just watched on YouTube.
Really?
I came across it by mistake. Well, not by mistake, but it just kind of happened across it someplace. I don't even remember where. And it was I'll watch this. And I'll try and find it. But the place that, you know, it just really changed, like, my game plan in the last week and kind of, like, helped me focus on what I need to do. And it was just totally, it was fantastic, really good. So if I'll try and find it for you. It was just a short little, you know, some tips, but it was very, it was, you know, for like a 30-second video, it changed my whole,
whole
website.
Wait, 30 seconds or 30 minutes? Wait.
No, it was a very short video. It was like probably less than a minute long, like maybe two at the most. It was not very long.
But it was fantastic. For our generation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know what? It was all I needed to motivate myself for an entire just slamming work week, and I've gotten a lot accomplished. So,
awesome. And
he's definitely becoming a favorite. I'm.
You sold it to me, man. You sold it to me. I totally wanna check it out.
Yeah.
I'll share the link with everybody.
I'm still working on his book that I was reading before, and because I keep starting it and then stopping because I'll get into projects and then I'll go back to it and like read it over again. I still haven't made it to the end of this book, but that's kind of how it goes. Like I'll read a few chapters and then forget about it and then go read those chapters all over again.
Yeah, or like start reading it. It's like, hey, that's a good idea. Hold on. And you're working on like,
right.
The first half of the book where you're like, but there were so many things I wanted to do instantly.
You get excited and you go work on those projects, and when you run out of projects, you'll go back to the book and find some more. So it works.
Exactly. It's a brave new world.
Yeah.
A cool world. I guess who you want to share, I guess, some info about some of the other lovely, beautiful, sexy models we have on Naked Girls Radio? Because I know there's some very pretty women on there. Check out, like, everybody, me and you, and every other lovely girl on that site.
Well, to help everybody out, I actually have just been revamping the models section on the site, and if you click on the models tab at the top, you'll see like a list of all the main girls that have done like photo shoots for us or are members on the site. There's a few girls on there. I just built that page last night, and each page, like, there's a picture of the girl, and then underneath, it'll take you, you can either go to her profile page, if she has one on the site, or a fan club for her, and the fan clubs will have, like, I'm working on uploading all the girls' pictures or videos that I have of them. A few of the girls were like, the original Naked Girls Radio models, and a lot of them are on the site right now. I've been on and off in contact with them. I'm working on getting them to the site. They were on old websites with me, and I'm like, okay, come to this one now. So we're working on getting them on the site, but I'm building their fan clubs up, and what I'm hoping is that we'll get a whole bunch of fans, and then they'll be like, oh, cool, I have all these fans. I need to come sign up so I can talk to my fans. So everybody join their fan clubs and stuff, and we'll try to encourage them to get their butts on the site with us. Some of the girls
from join, rejoin. Hop aboard.
Yeah. So, and there's, you know, so there's a directory kind of, I'm working on a directory of all the girls. Girls that are on the site right now, there's me and you on there. There's Sexy Ava XXX. She's somebody that we've known for a few years online. She's a webcam girl, and she usually posts on the site like where she's, when and where she's going to be appearing next, so you can go check out her show. She has some pictures on there, some really nice pictures. And then we've started a fan club. She's been the Naked Girls Radio Model of the Month a couple of times. Let's see. And then there's LTG. She has some pictures up there, too, on her page. We've started a fan club for her. She's been Model of the Month. Let's see who else. We have... I just like built this page last night, and I'm like, okay. There's redhead.
There's the redhead.
Yeah, redhead and Pete. She just joined the site. She's a really new member. So I'm hoping, you know, she hangs out for a while, and we get to know more about her. And everybody make sure and welcome her to the site. She seems really nice so far, from what I can tell. let's see. Yeah. She's new. We have. Let's see, some of the girls that were already, I'm trying to think if I'm forgetting anybody that's like, I hope not. I'm trying to think who else is actually on the site, because I can list my girls that aren't on the site really easy, because I've worked with them quite a bit.
Oh, no, you got to hold their names hostage till they join. You got to make them join.
Right?
They'll be on a future episode.
Right, and be like, no, I'm not talking about you until you're on the site.
Exactly, and but then, yeah. Yes, then I want them on the show, too.
Yeah, sounds good. And you know what? Actually, they used to do radio shows with me, a couple of them. Well, most of them, not all of them, but a couple of them used to do radio with me. And I know that they're still interested, but they've got their own things going on right now, so I'm hoping eventually they'll come join us again. They're really cool girls, but if anybody wants to see them, since we're not mentioning their names on the air, you can go check out the models page at the site. Like I said, there's the models tab up at the top of the site, and you'll see a list. What I've been doing with the site, too, is you'll notice now, like, the tabs are greatly reduced. Like, there's not a million drop-down menu things anymore. Each tab has a page, and then it has a group attached to it. And so it's nice and simple, nice and clean. So you'll see, like, the models page, and then under that is the models group, where all the models can get together and do their thing or whatever. So all the pages are...
Okay, so all you listeners out there, the Naked Girls Radio website is fully optimized for your pleasure. So nakedgirlsradio.com, and then click on the models link, and you'll see all there is to see.
And not only, like, the models can join the models group, but other people can join the models group, too. And the cool thing about the groups is that every time one of your favorite models does upload something, you'll get an email or you'll get a notification telling you, like, what's new in the group. So for that reason, I am encouraging the use of the groups on the site, because that way we can all stay better connected and kind of know what's going on. So... if you want to know what's going on with the models, you can join the models group. Same with fan clubs. They all have fan clubs, so if you want to know about a particular girl, you can join their fan club, too.
Yeah. Well, that's hot.
So, yeah.
I actually plan on interviewing Jess once again in written form for my site, toLiveAndGrindInLA.com, and then you'll be able to learn a lot more, even more, about her and the website, nakedgirlsradio.com. And there'll be, like, tons of links that'll take you, like, you know, where you want to go within that interview. So that's coming up very soon. And you'll be able to, you know, have two different portals to loveliness, lusciousness. And we cannot forget, of course, about our independent musicians, who are so very cool. I remember there was a hip-hop song that was on during one of my last broadcasts that you played, and it was, I don't know why I'm spacing on that one now, too, but it's something, maybe I shouldn't have mentioned it, huh, if I can't even remember the title. This sucks.
I'm trying to think of, I have an idea.
Oh, okay. Let's see if I can remember, like, how the lyrics go. Oh, darn it. What a waste of time.
I was trying to think of which one. There was, I'm trying to remember which one, because I remember you saying to me that you liked the song, that you thought it was cute, and I'm like, okay, which one is it? There was one called Sexy Woman that was on probably around that time, and then, or was it a Freak Show?
Freak Show.
Yes, yeah, I love that song. And you know, I took that song when I was going a while, like last summer, I was going to pole dance, like workout classes and stuff, just so I could get out of the house and go have some fun. And I was bringing, we could bring our, like we would bring our iPhone and plug it into the dock there so we could listen to it in the studio, and I brought that, and everybody's like, this is the best pole dancing song, I love it. So... yeah, that song, everybody likes that song right away. That's a really good one. We should do some more video stuff to that. I'm working on getting my pole fixed up this week. It needed some adjustments.
We'll see. I'll let everybody in on a little secret. I danced for 7 years, and yet I still don't really know how to do pole tricks. Is that, like, ridiculous or what? I mean, it didn't stop me from doing, but, I mean, I know how to hold the pole. I know how to circle around it and use it as a prop, per se, but I don't really know how to... I feel really bad about that sometimes, but sometimes I don't, because I remember how bad my, like, inner thighs felt the one or two times I tried. And I'm like, wait, I got to just slide down? Are you kidding me?
No, like, you know what? It's a matter of, like... you have to build up those areas on your body, because they will hurt and they will get bruised really bad. And once you're used to it, it doesn't bruise anymore and you don't hurt. It actually feels good after a while, where it's like, you know, it is really painful to learn, and you get bruises and you get, like, some girls get, I mean, like, water in their knees. Sometimes we get what you call pullback, where you can't walk for like 2 weeks.
It's like, but it's like it evil indoctrination. Just let it hurt for a while and you'll get over the pain.
Okay. It really,
well,
like,
I was
the first
doing it, like, horribly wrong or something. Like, maybe I just had the, like, complete wrong method of
it's supposed to hurt. It's supposed to hurt. And you know what the thing is like, because you have to just do it, like, it takes, like, a good month before you're fully strong, and, I mean, you have to do it, like, every day. Right now, I haven't done it because my pole is not together.
I think I'd rather wear stockings then the next time, like, all the way up, like, just pull out nylons, and just, if I fall on my butt, I'd rather fall on my butt than how I felt that day when I tried at work.
No,
I'm like, if I do
it.
This anymore, I'm going to be crying because it hurts so bad. And
you know,
like,
what, though? There
on the floor.
I've accepted that that's how it is, but, like, there was a woman at pole class where, like, she was so afraid of hurting herself or, like, getting a bruise that she wouldn't do the tricks. And she's like, no, I'm just going to watch. And it's just, you have to get over that fear.
Yeah, that's never going to work for anybody, because I was in the clubs for 7 years and watching plenty, and that did not help me. So I'm sure you're absolutely right. But, yeah, if I ever take a course or something, I'm wearing, like, some kind of yoga leggings, yoga something or some type. And I don't mind trying it and falling on my butt, but I'm never gonna
the grip of your skin is so important to your tricks, though, and it really helps you, like, to gain your strength. I swear to you, if you did it, like, regularly for a few weeks, it wouldn't hurt at all anymore. But you just gotta kind of, you know, like, bear it for that while. It's so worth it. It's so much fun. And I mean, it really, like,
got that kind of time. Just kidding.
I hear you. But, you know,
late.
Like,
I'm a granny now. I'm like a total granny.
No,
really.
Anything
new.
But, I mean, you know, if you, see, now I'm like laughing over here. I don't even know what I was going to say now.
But, yeah, I mean, it's really fun, and it just, you know, the reason you probably, you know, you just kind of go around because girls that are dancers, we learn, like, it's different. Like, okay, what you can go look up pole dance videos on YouTube, and it's all these girls doing these, like, insane, like, competitive moves and all this crazy stuff that it's like, are you freaking kidding me? Like,
yeah.
I can't even do the simple stuff, though.
Like, not even, like, you know, hike up on it and do one little spin turn while attached.
Yeah.
Like, I will not detach correctly. For some reason.
Well,
but
we're just going to have to hang out then, and I'm going to have to break you in, okay? You need
Thank
to learn.
You.
It's so fun.
Yes.
It really is.
All right.
But what
deal.
I was going to say is, you know, when you learn, like, when I was in the clubs, people were telling me, even especially the guys, that, like, it's more the girls that are interested in the crazy tricks. The guys are not there for to watch you do a bunch of crazy tricks.
All
they're there to check you out
and get in the way of the boob and
right. So they're like, you know, the guys are there and they're like, okay, how sexy can she be? How slow and seductive can she move? And so that's why, you know, that's why for you obviously you didn't need the tricks. You're not there trying to be a gymnast, you know, you're there trying to get guys excited. So,
yeah.
You know, that's why you don't do
exactly.
tricks, because we're not, you know, you and I, we're not taught to be like.
I respect the heck out of it because it is amazing. And as a woman, to watch other women doing pole dancing, especially if they're really good at it, it is, like, awesome to watch.
It's fun.
As a female.
And
but,
I mean,
yeah, for making money, I don't necessarily think it has extreme relevance, although if you're really, really good, it can. Like, really, really good. But you probably, I've seen a lot of dancers who are really excellent pole dancers, but they would only pull out the crazy fancy moves every once in a while,
mm-hmm.
which I think is a good thing, because, you know,
right.
You want to keep your secret weapon, like, you know, under wraps.
Right.
And really need it. You don't want to overuse it, and then it, you know,
right.
It's blank.
I mean, I would definitely push myself to a decent amount of athletic ability. I've been through a couple of surgeries and things like that since then, so I'm not really, you know, about, oh, I don't know, four years ago, I was in fantastic shape, and, you know, I'm building back up there again, too. Like, even right now, I can, like, do upside-down things and stuff like that. I can do certain tricks, but it's not always the most comfortable right now, so I'm working back up to it. And, I mean, so, see, there you go. You need to get a pole, and then we can do pole videos, and I can teach you how to do stuff while I'm still not in shape. And then you can be like, when it's hurting, then I can be like, it's hurting me more. Come on, you can do it.
Yes, okay. If you're there to encourage me and root me on and show me what to do and all that, I'm your girl. I'm game to do that.
Oh, yeah.
But it seems it seems we have, like, a minute and 40 seconds left, and I don't want to cut you off, and I don't even really want to stop talking, but I know that this is going to probably just cut off, you know, right at that.
Yeah, yeah.
Little...
Awesome.
I just heard the jingle. Well, I want you to stay and say, you know, some little last, like, shout-outs and stuff. I just wanted to tell everybody that after this hour, which is ending, like, in a minute, so I'm going to try to wing it and talk enough to fill the minute without talking too much and have Jess speak. But I just wanted to remind everybody that after this show, there's going to be another broadcasting, which you can hear on NakedGirlsRadio.com, which is going to be the second hour, which is full of independent music and some of my audio erotica. And then if you want to learn more about me, you can check me out on livinggrindinla.com. I also have a profile page on nakedgirlsradio.com and my YouTube channel, youtube.com/SandraLondonTV. And you'll learn tons more, probably more than you really wanted to know about me and everything else in my living grind world. But okay, Jess, feel free to give a shout out and say goodbye. You've got 15 seconds.
Okay, well, thanks, everybody, for listening tonight, and definitely come join Sandra London's fan club at nakedgirlsradio.com. Come listen again next Sunday night.
Yay! Thank you so much, Jess. Love you, girl. Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye,
all right. Bye.
See you next Sunday.